Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I, and this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile, and welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general, and California Christmas in particular.
After I'd given everybody that I knew a piece of button art, I was like, I'm kind of addicted to making button art. Now what?
The answer to that question just might surprise you, especially if you're conditioned to think of button art as the button art of the 1960s. Carol Newell creates something completely different. Carol is the owner of Button Art by Carol, a small business through which she produces pictures that are a lot more along the lines of mosaic quality, with lots of sparkly beads and gorgeous colors. And in addition to what you'll find on her Etsy page, she can take custom orders. Carol, how did you first get interested in button art?
Well, I was on Pinterest, and I saw a button tree, and I was looking around at different things, and I saw another button tree. And after I'd seen about two or three different button trees, I figured, you know, I could probably do that. So I bought some wood, and some buttons, and some glue, and I made a button tree. Just based off the picture that I saw, you know, I freehanded it. And then I was excited about that, and I had all these buttons, so I made another button tree. And after I made about four button trees, I was like, well, I'm kind of bored with the button tree, but maybe I can make something else. So that whole year, I basically spent making button art for my family and friends and giving it to them all at Christmas time.
How fun. How did you go from that to your Button Art by Carol small business?
Well, after I'd given everybody that I knew a piece of button art, I was like, I'm kind of addicted to making button art. Now what? And I don't know where I saw Etsy at, but I saw an Etsy somewhere, and my friend asked me to make her a mermaid, and I said, okay, I'll make you a mermaid, but, and she offered to pay me for it, and I said, but I'm going to put it on Etsy, and you're going to buy it from me on Etsy so I can start getting sales. So I made it for her, and she bought it on Etsy, and I started putting out the word, and I just started adding pictures of stuff that I'd already made for my family and friends, and before I knew it, I was getting orders, and it's very strange. Every time I feel like I'm all caught up on all my projects, I'll get another order, and then another two orders, and then another three orders. Like, I have three pending right now, and I don't know where they come from. I mean, a lot come from Pinterest, I think. I have them all posted on Pinterest, and I'm on some Etsy groups on Facebook where they'll say, like, oh, show us your this or show us your that. Like, show us something that's green, and I'll post a picture and a link to something that I made that's on there that fits their description. So I must get some orders from that. And then I started a Facebook page for my button art, so I've been posting on there with links to my Etsy. So, and I've made about 50 Etsy sales now in the last about year and a half, which doesn't seem like a lot, but considering they each take about a week, maybe give or take, it works out to about one a week. So it's perfect for me.
Let's give your Facebook page before we go on.
It's Button Art by Carol. Everything is Button Art by Carol. It's on Etsy as Button Art by Carol, and it's on the Facebook at Button Art by Carol, and also Instagram, Button Art by Carol. So,
do you have a fine arts background, or are you just really good at this? Because I have not seen this level of professionalism in button art before I saw your work.
I do not have any kind of art degree, but I've always been kind of crafty and artsy. Like, you know, I used to paint ceramics, little magnets and little figurines and things like that. And, you know, it's very detailed and very, you know, some look good, some not so good. I think mine looked pretty good. And so I have that kind of background of doing that sort of thing. And I just basically taught myself, you know, I kind of just learned as I went. And I can see over the course of my work, like from when I started with the trees till now, it's improved pretty drastically.
What would you say was one of the best lessons you learned as you taught yourself to do button art at the level that you do it now?
I think the biggest thing that helps me is the outline. The very first few pieces, I didn't do any kind of outline. I just sort of free formatted it and then decided to do the outline, and then that really helped a lot. So now I always start with the outline. I do beads for the outline, and then I fill in with all the big buttons, and then I fill in with all the little beads in between the big buttons because I like everything to be covered. I like it to be all, you know, completely filled in. I don't like there to be any spaces unless, you know, they're there on purpose, which I have a couple pieces that are like that where I left the wood plain so it looks like a skin tone. And then I did beads for the highlights, for the eyes, and for the lips, and all that kind of thing. So, but other than that, usually all my pieces are all filled in wherever the picture is.
What's the creative process like when you come up with an idea for a new project?
Well, usually I'll think about, like I was seeing on the Etsy groups, like a lot of requests for foxes and llamas. Like llamas are really big right now. So that kind of inspired me to do a llama. And I did the llama, and then I sat on the llama for probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, but I just sold it. So usually all the initial pictures that I had were gifts that I had made for my family and friends, like seahorses and sea turtles. Well, actually, sea turtle was a new one. There was a state of Texas. There was a black bear that I did for my friend. So there was a bunch of different things on there. And then I'll look for some clip art that is what I'm thinking of. And then once I find like an outline kind of that I like, clip art online similar to what I'm looking for, I'll print that out and then I'll trace it on the board. And then I'll start gluing beads and buttons down. So most of it is not like free form. I did sort of free form a few things, but I couldn't find a picture online that I wanted. Like I did birds on a wire, so I free form drew the birds because, you know, they're pretty simple. So other than that, most of it is just, you know, basic clip art that I find online. Like a lady requested a hummingbird, so I found a hummingbird, but she wanted it to be a ruby-throated hummingbird. So I got a clip art of just a basic hummingbird, and then I got a picture of an actual ruby-throated hummingbird, and I had to use the actual picture to kind of visualize where the colors would be and how the buttons and the beads would be to make the bird look like the hummingbird that she wanted. I just got the hummingbird shape online, and then I filled it in with the colors. I did the same thing for my friend. She wanted an Australian Shepherd. She has a one that's white and red only, and so it was actually my cousin. So I found an Australian Shepherd, but it was the regular one. And then so I took the picture of her dog and the shape of that dog and put it together and made her dog. So she was very impressed with that.
Now, while most artists, if you ask them to name a favorite piece, say, "Oh, that's like choosing my favorite child," Carol has no such hesitation.
Do you have a favorite piece?
I do. The Sun and the Moon was really like a passion piece for me that I really wanted to do. And so, and also I did like a YouTube video tutorial on it too. So that was kind of neat. So I showed kind of the process of how I draw it out and how I glue stuff down and how I fill stuff in. So that was actually one of the more neat pieces that I made. And I didn't have an order for it. I just made it because I wanted to make it. So, and it's been one of my good sellers. It's one of my most expensive pieces, and it's been a good seller. So I'm kind of actually have all the stuff to make one right now. I'm just waiting for an order. I bought a whole bunch of new gold and silver buttons to make it because I use gold and silver and white and yellow. So I have a bunch of buttons. I'm just waiting for an order.
And if you'd like to see that YouTube video on which Carol creates her Sun and the Moon piece,
it's just under my name, Carol Newell. I don't have it like branded or anything. I just have, I don't know, like 5 or 6 videos on there. So the Sun and the Moon is like a 3-part because I did one day and then I had to, you know, stop and do some more and then do some the next day. So it's a 3-part video.
And I'm not going to make things any easier for you getting your orders out of the way because probably our listeners would like to know what you're making for Christmas 2018 and how far in advance do they need to give you, if they want to, a custom order.
Well, I can do any custom order, basically. Like I had a custom order for an octopus and she wanted it to be a certain color. So I found a clip art for an octopus and she wanted the tentacles to show, like the little sucker things. I was like, well, that's very specific, but okay. So I found one that she liked, but the one that I found was like purple, and she wanted it to be orange and red and yellow. So I did that for her, and it took me, I don't know, usually about a week or 2 weeks from start to finish, like from the time that I get the order to the time that it's in the mail. But I usually put like 2 to 3 weeks on my Etsy just to give myself a little bit of room, and because I'll sometimes get 2-3 orders at a time. So, you know, if they're all at the same time, I have to try to prioritize. So usually 2 to 3 weeks is about the turnaround. I can sometimes, you know, if it's a simple order, I can knock it out in maybe a week is about the minimum. And then I just try to get them all done as fast as I can. What I'm making for Christmas is, well, I did a gingerbread last year, a gingerbread man that was really cute. So I have that. And then I have a couple of Christmas trees, like in the snow, that one. And then, I don't know, I'm always open to, you know, if somebody has something that they have in mind that they want, I can usually find something that they'll like and make it for them.
And they just need to contact you on Button Art by Carol.
Yep, Button Art by Carol, and I'm on Facebook at Button Art by Carol, and Instagram at Button Art by Carol, and on Etsy at Button Art by Carol. So,
with all the cool stuff you've made, what project have you not yet done that you'd be looking forward to making? What haven't you done that would be a great project you really want to do sometime in the future?
Well, my next, when I get done with orders that I've already gotten paid for, my next open slate project is going to be a sugar skull. You know, like the Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, that's after Halloween, the skulls with all the colors and the flowers, one of those. So I have it printed out and the shape of it, and then I haven't decided on the colors, but I'm going to do the sugar skull. So hopefully that'll turn out well.
And in addition to making her button art, Carol also finds fun in dealing with her customers.
The funniest question that I get from anybody who ever sees the button art, it's always funny to me, which I guess it's not that funny, but to me it's just funny, is what kind of glue do you use? And I'm like, really? Glue?
I'm just envisioning standard white glue. Do you need anything different at all for button art than that?
Well, it's tacky glue, but I don't know if there's anything special. It's not like Elmer's glue, but it's just plain white glue. I don't know. That's just the most interesting question that most people ask me is, what kind of glue do you use? It always makes me giggle. I'm like, really? That's the question you want to ask?
Carol, thank you for your time today.
Okay, you're welcome, and thank you.
You and I have been listening to artist Carol Newell, proprietor of Button Art by Carol. If you'd like to see what she's made, or you have a custom order in mind, you can find Carol on Etsy.com. Look for Button Art by Carol. That's Button Art by Carol. You can also find her on Facebook and on Instagram under Button Art by Carol. And that concludes this edition of Noella File. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be colorful, sparkly, and a lot of fun.